We have a report this morning on the way we teach maths, and it shows the $70 million numeracy project, which had been rolled out into primary schools for the past 15 years, has been a failure. We have deteriorating maths performance in young people, and the suggestion is there hasn't been enough emphasis on basics, such as the old adding and the multiplication and the subtraction and the division. New Zealand Initiative Executive Director Oliver Hartwich is with us. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
How did you measure it all?
Well, we had a look at just math testing results, and there are a number of international studies, such as the PISA study or TIMSS, and they show us that the results in math for New Zealand students are on the way down.
So they are passing less than they used to?
Well, they're simply not good enough anymore, and they're certainly 2 years behind their Asian counterparts these days, and that is a concern because we know that math is, of course, one of the core skills. If you're not good in math, you will struggle throughout the rest of your life.
So in a nutshell, this numeracy project, when they rolled it out 15 years ago, what did they change?
Well, we all remember the traditional methods of teaching math at school, and that was basically learning your times tables and doing some basic addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division. What's changed is that nowadays we are asking students to be creative about finding the results. So previously you would have known that 9 times 6 is 54. Nowadays you're asking students to find a clever way around it. So you may not know 9 times 6 is 54, but you may know that 6 times 10 is 60, so you subtract 6 and you get 54.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a kind of a creative way, and it works very well if you're a mathematically inclined student and you've got a good teacher. The problem is, not all students are mathematically inclined and not all teachers are equally good.
I understand that, but you can understand the theory behind it, can't you? Because, I mean, staring at a bunch of sums and just basically memorizing them, which is what the old system was, isn't necessarily all that useful, is it?
It is quite useful in the beginning, because what we think it actually enables you to do is it enables you to become creative later on. But in order to be creative later in playing with numbers and actually seeing it, making sense of numbers, you actually have to get the basics right first.
So it's the old chicken and egg thing. If you get the fundamentals right at the start, then you can go on and expand your mind and do all the learning that you want to later.
Exactly. We are all in favor of creativity and we're all in favor of doing great things with maths. But in order to do that, you have to really get the basics right. And I think the first 4 or 5 years at school are absolutely crucial. We have to get that right because otherwise we're playing catch up with the students in their later career.
A third of new primary school teachers couldn't add a couple of fractions together. That has to be of concern.
That is a great concern because especially if you're trying to teach these creative new methods in mathematics, you need to have teachers who really understand what they're talking about. And if you see surveys that reveal that a third of New Zealand teachers cannot even add two simple fractions, then that is definitely a matter of concern.
Will the government do anything about this, do you think?
Well, we certainly hope so. The New Zealand Initiative is hosting an event on this tonight in Wellington with the Education Minister, Hikia Parata. We're really looking forward to what she has to say. What we hope she will say is that she will take steps to rectifying their problems towards actually introducing a voluntary certificate for math competency in teachers, because we think it is important that the teachers get their qualifications up to scratch.
Yeah.
And we think it is important that they then signal to parents that they're able to really teach maths properly.
Wish you well with it. Oliver Hartwich, who's the New Zealand Initiative's Executive Director.